And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric. King Cow.
Robert Q.
How are you today, sir?
Very well. And yourself?
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. A wonderful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be
mine?
Neighbor.
Won't you be mine?
Won't you be my neighbor? I don't know. It's been long since I've seen that show.
Oh, didn't they just have a
movie? Yes.
Well, yeah.
It was like Mr. Rogers. Something like that.
He was a pretty clean guy.
He was. I saw him take baths regularly.
Oh, nice. He was a very clean and
he was
fragrant gentleman.
Gentleman, yeah. That's what everyone said.
Yeah, he was always so nice.
Not like you would.
Not like Captain Kangaroo and that Mr. Green Jeans dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those guys were raunchy.
They were. They were hot. I mean, they were raunchy.
Yeah.
So what's new and exciting?
I have a toe.
In an orifice?
Yeah, I got it lost in my rectum.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know how I did that.
I
think I slipped on a banana peel last night. So.
When you were walking?
No, I was sleeping.
What the heck is wrong with you?
Many things.
Yeah.
How much time you got to find out?
Why, we got an hour and 23 minutes, probably. Okay. So please indulge yourself. Indulge me.
I love pomegranates, but I hate opening them.
Really?
Yes.
I don't like tomatoes, but I like them. I don't like raw tomatoes, but I like them cooked, fried, roasted, basted, baked, stewed. Except now I've grown tomatoes, and I'm finding myself eating a lot.
The raw tomatoes.
I ate a big raw tomato for the first time in my life ever.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of, if they're homegrown, they're good.
It was pretty good. Yeah, I've been eating a lot of the cherry, the grapes, and the little romaines we got.
Oh, yeah.
We have so many. We have so many tomatoes and so many apples.
Really?
Yeah, we have like, I don't know, six or seven tomato plants. Now, some of them were volunteers and we trained them up. But they're like 4.5, 5 feet tall.
Oh, yeah. They get big.
They're huge.
They get real big.
And they're just, tomatoes are falling off them like candy out of a baby's hand.
And you have the sweet 100s.
I don't know what they are.
Little small cherry ones, cherry tomatoes.
We have some. I don't know what they are.
Okay.
I didn't buy them
or
name
them. Those are the
best. Yeah. And then we have hundreds of apples.
Really?
Yeah. We have an apple tree that's not that big.
But is producing.
Yeah, this is the third year it's been producing, and it's got four different kinds of apples grafted on it.
Oh.
Granny Smith, Romaine, no, Golden Delicious. Yeah, Romaine's a tomato. Yeah, there's two other kinds. I don't even know what they are, but they're pretty good. They're all good. Yeah, so I've been eating a lot of apples, too.
Nice.
And then our peach trees are going crazy.
Oh, really?
We got a lot of peaches that have fallen or coming.
Are starting to drop.
They're just.
Are they tasty?
I don't know. I haven't eaten one of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
You know what? I've had some of them. Yeah, they're pretty good.
We got three this year.
Well, I know. Yeah. So. Are you going to plant that thing?
Oh, yeah. Got to wait till all the other backyard work's done.
You're still doing that?
Yeah, we gotta have its trunk cut out now.
Yeah, that thing's huge.
Oh man, just you know, and Jackie's kid came over and moved all the brush and.
Really?
Yeah, and a lot of the limb wood. There's still a pile of it in the back, cut up. But
you know, she bought a house.
Yes, I do.
I think.
I'm happy for him.
They signed the paperwork in 2 days.
No, they signed it I thought they signed it.
They get the keys in 2 days?
Oh, keys, yeah.
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 So, or they signed the final stuff or something.
They signed the final stuff. They went. They did the final walkthrough. Yeah. That day you went to dinner with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that, yeah, she's excited about that.
I should think so.
I am too, because they have a pool.
Oh, that's right.
So we'll, hey, we'll come over. Yeah. I mean, we really don't want to, but we will.
Yeah.
We'll force ourselves.
It's 105 out, you know. We don't mind, you know, getting some sun in your backyard.
Oh, you can have beer too and barbecue? Yeah. Yeah, I guess we'll come.
Oh, yeah. What do you have? Tri-tip or hot dogs? Yeah.
I don't, doesn't matter.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, but what will it be?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
This when is true.
If I can put my brother-in-law's meat in my mouth, I'm excited. Wait, why'd you laugh? Because that didn't come out right. Okay. So if I can put my brother-in-law's barbecue meat that he barbecues in my mouth, I'm excited. There.
There you go.
Yeah, you take things the wrong way all the time.
I know. That's my job.
I didn't realize that. I mean, my wife would just make funny looks at me. You laugh.
Yeah.
So it's a struggle.
I'm more of an extrovert when it comes to that.
Yeah, I can see that. I was going to say something else, and all I could think of is my brother-in-law's meat in my mouth. Oh, yeah. My daughter had a party.
In, I like meat. Yeah, I saw the video.
And so, I haven't. But she was... She got a slip and slide. So I thought, do you know what a slip and slide is?
I do.
A piece of sheet of plastic with water, and you just run and slip and slide.
Yeah. Yep.
That's not what she got.
Yeah, she did, but it had.
It was like gigantic.
It was a bit much.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't realize it was like that. So yeah, I made some.
Let's put it this way: you have a big backyard.
Yeah, we have a decent sized backyard.
And you couldn't get a straight run at this thing. Did you know that?
Yeah, I
had to come around a corner.
Well, okay, so
which led to everybody sliding up against the wall.
When
I've seen slow motion footage of it.
Oh, see, I didn't see any of. I saw a couple of them doing it. This is what happened. They set it up, and we were the only ones there. So I got okay. You know what happens when I think I'm going to be playing a soccer game?
Yes, I do.
I don't know if this happened when I thought I was going on the sipping side, but it was happening.
Really?
Yeah. So I was commode resting. And my wife keeps saying, you're not playing a soccer game, you're just going on a slip and slide. And so I eventually, you know, I guess cleared all activity that was coming and got out there and tried to do it.
Okay.
Well, it in the front they had probably about a 10-foot long piece of plastic that was getting wet, and so we started from behind there, running on that plastic. Like every step I took, I was like my feet were sliding out, and then I just jump onto the, because there's two lanes.
Right.
I jump onto it and I couldn't reach the end.
So you couldn't get enough speed.
Yeah, so I was probably about 5-6 feet short of making it into the pool. So I took the plastic and folded it up. So maybe it was only about a folded in half and then folded in half again. So it's only like a 2 foot wide. So maybe it's only 8 foot. Anyway, so then I was running on grass and just launching onto the thing. And slid all the way in. So yeah, we did some runs and it was fun. I had a good time. And then when we were going out of town, she was making tri-tip. She got tri-tip. So I told her I was still there. So I actually ended up doing it. I said, start, do it only cook on the right side and then move it to the left. So only turn on the right burner. It was backwards. But I fortunately checked as soon as it got lit. So if you go, I said, come look at this, and you can look underneath. So there's it's in a gas grill, and there's two little, for each side, there's two inputs that go into, the tube goes in, and, you know, so the gas is fed in. You can see the one side, there's a hole somewhere, so it's just burning underneath. There's a fire burning at the entrance, at the where the gas line meets the edge of the thing. So it's not, and it's just, you can smell rubber burning. And
yeah,
so I said, oh, I guess it's the left side you have to cook on, the right side don't cook on. So we switched it, and I got it. So I put it on, and I told her, yeah, you know, do one side 5 minutes, other side 5 minutes, and put it on the other side, and just leave for an hour and don't open it. So she was busy doing stuff, and then I took care of it and saw, oh, you know what, it needs to be a little higher to get the initial sear. So I did that, turned it up, took care of it, got it done, moved it over to the side, said, okay, it's all ready to go. You have an hour. When you get to like 10 minutes, you can go get the corn that you want to barbecue and put that all on there. It's different grilling on a barbecue compared to just doing on an open flame.
Yeah.
So when I go to camping, we do it, and I just have to keep turning it.
Yeah.
Because it won't cook.
Right.
It's not getting the indirect heat because it's dispersed through the rest, atmosphere. Yeah. So putting it on the barbecue the other, I don't know, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, I was doing it for my other daughter, and I think there was five of them, and I cooked them all on one side, and then once they were all seared on both sides, moved them to the thing and just let it go, and it turned out great.
Yeah, just turn it way down.
Yeah, I did not know that for a long time, I guess people took tri-tip and they made hamburger out of it because it wasn't, nobody could do anything with it.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, I was researching it, and there was some other guy that was talking about making tri-tip. He goes, yeah, he was down in the South. We got some. It was... Ah, we don't get it very often, so it was. This is a treat.
I'm they like, don't?
Don't get it. Because I guess it's a tip of some cut.
Yeah.
So they cut it off, and they cut it off, and there was some restaurant somewhere that made it, and that's when it became popular. They, oh, you can use that cut of meat for more, because I think it was too tough.
Yeah.
Initially,
I believe you have to cut it properly too when you slice it.
I just cut it.
Slice it against the grain.
Yeah, and you also have to let it sit.
Yes, you do.
You don't just like, oh, it's done, cut it.
Yeah, you don't open it up right away. Yeah, you let it simmer for a bit. It's juice.
Well, you're well. This
and
is
never a, use a fork when you turn meat.
This is fine. Yeah, because you open up holes and let the juice that should be baking inside.
Yep.
Escape. This is Vinyl Barbecue.
Yeah,
you can reach us at we got a YouTube channel. You can see us cook all our meats. We cook records every once in a while. It's great fun. Welcome, yeah. welcome.
Next week we're gonna try some alligator.
Yeah, I love alligator. You go, boy.
Mama says
alligators are the devil. My mama says you the devil. My mama, I love my mama. My mama says girls are the devil. Devil. Ah, I love the devil. My mama says. So, this is Vinyl Rhetoric. My mama says this is Vinyl Rhetoric. I don't like it, but you're my son. I listen.
VinylRhetoric@gmail.com.
My mama says that's an email.
Vinyl_rhetoric.
My mama says that's the Twitter.
And Vinyl Rhetoric on...
My mama says Facebook is where you can find that one. My mama is a good mama. Thank you, mama, for being my mama. I love you, mama.
I love this.
And my mama loves you too.
Thank you.
She says, I love that. I love that. I love that blob. See, I get excited and I talk a lot and I don't know how to do it. My words just keep coming out and I don't know what to say. Now I'm okay now.
Okay.
Because then I get excited. I look at you and my smile. And then when I smile, I talk better.
Okay.
You're a good-looking man. I love you, Blob. I love you, Robert Q. Blob, like I never loved no one else. Woo-wee, boy. You are one hot man. I mean, I loves you. Can you hear? Can you hear it in my voice?
I can. So, I can't, your evidence.
I can't wait. I can't wait till...
It's nice to be loved by the king.
I can't wait till... It's good to be the king. I can't wait till this goes down south and they hear it and then they come and lynch us. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it will be.
You're the devil. I love your little horns.
You like that, huh?
I do. I do like it a lot. So what do you got to say?
I got nothing to say.
Well, you got nothing?
I got nothing.
Okay, well, the vinyl rhetoric that we is, I'm going to play some music.
Are you going to do that?
I'm going to play some music for yous.
For me.
But you're not going to know who this is. And I'm not going to tell you, and I'm not going to say a word. I didn't know what to play, so I says to myself, what should I plays? And I thinks to myself, plays this one, because this is the one where I told you is I go backwards to forwards, and you not know when I do it, that it was a trick.
Oh.
So when you hears it, you'll say, that's good stuff.
That's a good trick.
But you're not going to know. You're going to say, I don't know it, and I'm not going to give you a clue. I'm not going to say nothings. And then when it comes out, the last song, and you say, my boy, I know what that is. That's a good song. And I knows who sings it, and I'll say, that's why I played it last.
Oh, this is the one you did in reverse.
I did it.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
I'm ready.
I'm going to say, I can probably talk like this all shows long because I likes it. I'm starting to like it a lot. I say, I don't know why I'm not living in some other land. You know, like Southland or...
You are.
You got that right, boy. I like the way you thinks.
You grew up near Southland, didn't you?
I did. It was a mall. It wasn't a country. It wasn't a part of the country.
But I was referring to the mall.
I know what you're referring to. Well, I know what you... I know. I got you.
Back in the day, that was such a journey.
Oh, man. That really tired me out. I'm ready to hear some music.
Okay, let's get to it.
Okay, so the first song, I'll tell you the name.
It's Bob and Weave.
Nope, it's... It's what happens with you, with me. Well, probably with you and your wife more than me and you. Frustrated.
Yeah.
My first thought was the Kinks.
Good guess. Yeah. I hear that in there.
I heard it more at the beginning than at the end.
I agreed.
Because at the end, the guy's voice starts doing that, kind of that, oh, I don't know how you refer to it as, kind of that, well.
High pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not Ray Davies.
Not at all. I would term this, is the kind of stuff that I consider like pop rock.
Yeah.
But it's got a catchy beat.
Yes,
but it's definitely, it's guitar.
It's guitar based, driven. Yeah. It's, you know, your standard instrumentation for rock band.
So, I bought this album several years ago.
Okay.
I mean, I've had it for a long, long time. I haven't listened to it in a long time, I don't think. So when I recorded it, I was listening going, man, it's got some catchy.
I like that song.
I liked it a lot.
I did too. I thought, that's cool. It's got a nice beat.
If I was, okay, this is me, you had played this, and I was listening to it, so I'm listening going, oh, what am I hearing? Because I, when I record it, I don't listen nearly as intently as I do when we're doing the show. So listening now, and because I have a control for volume on my thing.
Right.
So I can crank it up. The only bad thing is if you hit the microphone when I'm listening, it's like, oh my gosh.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay. Well, that's been going on for at least 33 shows. So, yeah. But if I was listening and I don't know who this is, my guess to you would be a band that I like, that kind of has this sort of style, the Romantics.
That was the other band I was trying to think of.
I totally was listening going, that's who I would guess. And you'd say no. And I'd be going, wow, I don't know who it is. Seriously, I like the Romantics. I did too. What I like about you, I hear the secrets that you keep. So I have the album with What I Like About You.
Okay.
Which was their first album. I find, like I said, groups they sing a song that I like, and I'll buy the album. This album was commercially successful. It was number one for, I believe, several weeks.
When did it come out?
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
You know what? If on the last song you don't know, I will give you. I'll give you all the clues you want. You can ask me everything, and I'll tell you everything.
Okay.
And then...
we're good.
But like I said, I know you've heard the first song on the album.
Right.
Which is going to be the last song in this thing. But
I like that move.
You did it. You did it one time with Aerosmith, and I liked it because, I would have known the first song. A first couple of notes. But you playing the last song... I figured out it was Aerosmith, but I had to listen. I would have known by the middle of the song. I knew, but I'm like, I reckon. It came on me. This one's a little more obscure, so I think you're going to struggle with it. So you'll just listen, enjoy the songs or whatever you want to do.
Yeah, that's what I plan on doing. Just listening and let some band names roll around in my head.
Yeah, I have some Band-Aids rolling around in my head too. Is that what you said?
No, I have some bang aids.
Oh, bad aids, whatever.
Bad eggs.
Bad eggs, yeah. Got it. They roll around in your... Got it.
Yeah.
I used to use hard-boiled.
Oh, mine are raw.
Mine were raw. I rubbed them raw, and then I had to hard-boil them because it was...
I like them raw when they just get all that yolk all around everything.
I like... When you cook eggs, fried eggs, I like my yolk runny.
I need it runny. Yeah.
I don't like it hard.
Ugh. No, that's why would you? They just scramble them and make
it. Do you like hard-boiled eggs?
No, I do not.
See, I like the white of hard-boiled eggs. I don't like the yolk that's hard. It's chalk.
That's what it looks like to me.
And it's chalky. But I like deviled eggs.
Oh, you do?
And I love egg salad. Love egg salad.
When I first started eating eggs, I'd eat them scrambled. That's the only way
I like them scrambled too.
That's the only way I would eat them. Now I eat them. Now it's like, okay, can you fry it?
Well, my niece and nephew. So
I don't want it over easy.
I want it over easy
or not sunny side up.
Mine's over easy.
I just need, I needed the whites cooked a little bit.
Yeah, the whites cooked on both sides for me.
I don't like any translucent.
No, I don't white. Either.
But not because there's what salmonella or whatever. It's just I don't like the texture.
Yeah, I want it cooked. I like the white hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it firm. I don't like it hard.
I just want them fried.
But when I eat my eggs, and my niece saw me do this, and she started doing it, and then her brother knew she did it, and then he saw me do it and said, "Did you get that from my sister?" No, she got it from me. And what I do is, so I eat, and I take, when I use the fork, I cut off white around the whole yolk, and then once all that's left is the white with the on top of the yolk, I stick my fork under real quick and then pop the whole thing in my mouth and just let it explode.
That's good.
Love
it?
That.
Yeah.
Love that. So, ready to hear the next song?
I am.
Okay. The next song is "That's What the Little Girls Do." Totally could be a Kinks name.
Good one. I like that.
That's what the little girls do to you, to you. Oh, that's what the little girls do to you, to you. When you hold her tight, whisper in the night, tell her she's the one. But you'll never know why she wanna go and run. That's what the little girls do to you, to you. Oh, that's what the little girls do to you, to you. Does she tell you lies, then apologize? Does she make you crawl? When you're on your knees, then you're really not a man at all. That's what the little girls do to you, to you. Oh, that's what the little girls do to you, to you. And she says she's sorry as she looks into your eyes, but you fight your own sorrow, but she may. Yes, she plays her part. If you let her go, she will break your ego and your heart. That's what the little girls do to you, to you. Oh, that's what the little girls do to you, to you. Yeah, that's what the little girls do to you.
So, it sounds a little on the soft side, and the vocalist could be this. I mean, I could see this being something I never heard from them, but I'm thinking the Ramones.
You know, that's a good guess. I almost said that when I was saying, but I know the Ramones a lot better. But they short, quick, in and out songs. But there's a little bit more. They're a little edgier than this.
Yes, that's why I was.
And
but I couldn't get the Ramones out of my head.
You know what? I could have guessed the same thing, but it doesn't quite sound. His voice isn't quite like
that's Joey, not Joey or, Ramone. Yeah,
I like the Ramones.
Me too.
I
also like the Romantics.
I do too. So, and it, to me, these are the similar. I was looking. It said power pop and new wave. And I'm like, okay, I could see both of those.
See, and because I didn't listen to that a lot, I don't have a lot of background in the other types of groups that would be in that genre. Yet,
you're coming up with a couple good ones.
But I'm feeling like I know who it is.
Like I said, I don't think you will have heard any of these songs. And the only way I've heard them is because I have the album and I played.
Got it.
I played other ones. I think there's a song on the backside that was the second hit, the second song released off the album. And that was semi-successful, too.
And the last song we're going to hear is successful.
Slightly, yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna say
you'll know the song, but you may not know the artist.
Yeah. Okay. We'll say that.
Okay.
We'll say that. We'll definitely say that. Yeah. I was listening, and I thought to listen to that song, two other bands that I would guess, because I could tell you I wouldn't know who it is from these songs, and I would say the Gin Blossoms or Fountains of Wayne.
Oh.
And Fountains of Wayne is, they actually did the song that, I think that thing you do, I think that's the name of the movie that stars Tom Hanks is their manager, and they're a band, like they get together and then they have a song that becomes a hit, and then it, I mean, they're all young kids and it just tears them apart. But Fountains of Wayne did all the music and they sing some cool song, Stacy's Mom, which it's awesome. I love that song. That's one of those songs where I say, oh, I like Britney Spears' Toxic. I like Fountains of Wayne, Stacy's Mom. It's catchy. Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. So it's just one of those songs that it's catchy, and I just, every time I hear it, I just crank it up.
Yeah,
it's a pop song.
Yeah.
And that
99 Lift Balloons.
You keep saying that. That's not in my wheelhouse. That
never
song
wasn't mine either.
Yeah, but you keep saying it like it's, that song's not that great to me.
No, it's not. It's one of those songs that
it doesn't stay in my head.
No. Okay.
Maybe because I've heard the German version and the English version.
Right.
But you keep saying it like that is not the same as this at all.
Oh, no.
But you keep saying it. I'm not saying today. You've said it other times.
I have.
And I keep telling you, no, not like that. No, because the Romantics do not sound like Nina.
No.
So, but you want to compare it. You keep putting that song in there like it is. This sounds like the Romantics.
It does.
The way, the catchy, just
short and sweet,
and they're short and sweet. I think Frustrated was a little over 340, but they drug it out where they could.
Yeah.
As I was listening, and I didn't say this, but as I was listening, I thought, well, maybe they're just trying to get it up to so the album side's at least 20 minutes.
Yeah,
because that one was that one was 240, 241.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see. We'll go through the. That's 241.
Is that like a car album?
I guess I won't be able to, because they're all at the beginning. I'll have to wait till the end.
Okay.
So we'll get to the next song.
Okay.
The next song is Lucinda.
Lucinda.
Thank you.
That one was four minutes. I'm gonna. So while I was playing, I did some perusing. The Ramones. Ramones were punk rock, but they had two. I think punk rock was the first one. Pop punk, punk pop. I think it was pop punk pop. So that fits in this. I checked on the Gin Blossoms. They had some alternative rock, and then Jangle Pop or Jangle Rock, one of those two. But I'm like, I didn't know what that was. So then I looked at Fountains of Wayne and the Romantics. Both of them were power pop. So
really,
yeah. So as I told you, it sounded like them. They both had that. That was their first designation of a music category.
Mm.
This to me is, I could listen to this. It's just mellow.
This is like easy listening.
No, it's not easy. Easy.
No, I know it's not.
It's easy to listen to. It's not easy listening. Easy listening is the stuff your parents would listen to.
Yeah.
This is got a little edge, but it's not hard. It's
like a butter knife.
It's cool on your ear.
I like that term.
That's how it is to me. So when we right before we get to
the ear breeze
to the last song/first song, I'll tell you a little bit about the song. Well, I'll just tell you one thing about it. But each of these songs, it's like, I think when I had the album that I didn't, because so it came out a long time ago,
right?
And I didn't.
This is an 87 release.
Not that, no. So when I was listening, I didn't appreciate the rest of the songs because I wanted what it led off with. But listening to it now, I'm like, this is cool.
This is music. I like this.
I like it. It's you're not going to, oh man, this is complex and this is great writing. When they were forming, they were playing, they're from LA. They were playing club scenes, but I guess they got to sit in not regularly, but they got to sit in with the likes of Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty, Ray Manzarek. So they were known to people, and I guess there was a bidding war for their initial record contract.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm really enjoying this, but as I said, I like that soft sound. I would say sort of like, do you know Weezer? So I'd say a little bit like Weezer, and that's, I would guess Weezer, if I was trying to guess. But and I do know they have some songs that have been popular.
Yeah.
Well, I do know. I have at least two albums.
Okay.
I might have three Weezer albums.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So
because I'm sort of that's. That's a band I was trying to think of, like a band like Weezer.
But this kind of sounds like them. And I like, as I said, the Romantics. I like, they all have a similar sound, and they're not overly hard.
Right.
Well, like the last album you played, Back in Black, Highway to Hell. A lot rougher, not in terms of that the instruments didn't sound clean. It's just a harder sound. This is something that I have a few selections like this in my collection, and it's, if I hear something I like, I don't care if it's popular, unpopular. If I like it, I'm getting it. And I think next month for our turkey, I'm playing something that I absolutely love. You may find it a little hard to listen to because It's not like nothing I play. I mean, okay, just like I played C.W. McCall last year. It's something like that, that's something I really like. And it's just not, I really don't know how to play it other than playing it as a turkey, even though I don't think it's a turkey.
Right, right.
So, yeah, you know this is episode 150.
Yes, I do.
So I debated to play what I want to play, and I picked this because this album was kind of the start of me buying albums, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think this was a seminal album for me in terms of, oh, they can put out something, and instead of buying a 45, I can buy the album and get more songs, and it's, you know, whatever, $5.99, $10.99, right. $3, whatever it is. So this is an early album that I bought.
Okay.
So anyway, you want to hear the next song?
I do.
Yeah, the next song, Siamese Twins, parentheses, The Monkey and Me, close parentheses.
The monkey and me.
The best so far.
I like that song. That's,
I really like the drums in that.
Dun 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 dun. It's nice. Yeah, nice little.
Oh yeah,
riff there.
Cowbell and
so. That one, that was 315, I think. 320, somewhere in there. I looked at Weezer. Power pop.
Really?
Pop punk. And all the bands, all these, I keep saying bands that I think it sounds like, and it's all bands that I have stuff. The only one I don't have is Fountains of Wayne, but I gave that to my daughter for Christmas 1 year, and then I recorded it, I think. Anyway, it's they all have a similar sound, and it's and to, appealing to me.
And I like this. I really do. Hmm. My curiosity is, when you were looking at the information, you know, like pop, punk,
uh-huh.
you see they have related acts.
You know? Oh, you're right, they do. I have seen that.
And so...
I didn't look at that.
Do they come up in that environment of information?
Yeah, I don't think... I'm not sure.
I just was curious...
I'm going to look real quick and see if it does, because, yeah, I didn't look for that, but I have seen that associated with, let's see.
Because I think the, that'd be a place to pay attention to, but I'm just saying that, you know, does this band come up in association with the Weezers and the... The Romantics and the yeah. Fountains of Wayne type thing.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't have anybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Oh well.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about.
About this group at all.
Nope.
Doesn't reference.
Doesn't.
At all.
It doesn't reference any groups.
Oh, okay.
None of them have. Let me. I'm gonna check.
Check one more.
Fountains. And see if it. Yeah, but. None of the Weezer. Oh, there we go. Okay. So the one that did Fountains of Wayne, it says the Posies.
Oh, there we go.
And the Jesus and Mary Chain.
Really?
Yeah, and my favorite, the Monkees.
Really?
So. I could kind of see, I don't wouldn't really think he looks like they sound like the Monkees, but this one, Weezer, Romantics, none of them had a, there was some on Weezer. I didn't recognize any of the names of them.
Right, yeah.
So anyway, it's just, but they all, they to me, they have a similar sound or a similar style.
Yeah.
It is very appealing to me.
I like this sound.
Yeah,
I do.
I picked this for the first song on the album.
Which, are we going to hear next?
No, we're not even close. No, we're close.
Okay. Yeah,
there's six songs on this side.
Really?
Yeah. And so there's one more song before the last song. And... The next song is Heartbeat.
Okay.
So we'll play that, and then we'll see if you can figure it out.
Ain't gonna happen, I don't think.
Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me? Why does a love kiss stay in my memory?
not as I wasn't as encapsulated by that song, but still a good song.
2:11.
I was gonna say 2 minutes.
Yep.
That was short and sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good song. I liked the lyrics. You know, heartbeat. Why do you miss when my baby kisses me? It's kind of cool.
Yeah. This album was released in 79.
Okay.
5 weeks at number one. The song, the next song we play, the number one song of 79.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's why I'm pretty sure you'll heard it. I'm not sure if you know who, I think you know who sang it. But I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure you do. But if you don't, you'll know. I'm going to say within 5 seconds of the song, you're going to know the song.
Either know it or won't, right?
No, you'll know it. I'm going out on a limb and saying you're going to know it. I like the song.
Okay.
This album was released, and then they rushed out a second album in 1980 that went gold. This sold 2 million copies.
Wow.
It went gold, but evidently they wanted to their initial release to be a double album.
Really?
So the second album was supposed to be part of the first album. But... I listening to this, I can see, man, this is just nice pop rock.
Yeah.
Nice and, you know, catchy lyrics, catchy tunes.
Yeah, upbeat, friendly.
I think. This is side two.
Okay.
And then, yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 songs on side one as well. So they, you know, 12 songs on an album. That's pretty rare, unless the songs were short. And so some of them are short. The next song, I think, is fairly long. I think it's over 4 minutes.
Is it really?
Yeah. Like I said... I'm just gonna watch you.
Okay.
And within the first
5 seconds, if I go,
you're gonna know the song. I'm okay. Sure you'll know this within the first 5 seconds. You'll know the song. That's how popular it was.
Okay.
I'm
ready.
And this is why I started from last to first, because even if you don't know the group, when you hear the song, you'll go, I know this. I know this song. And I really like it. It's very catchy. Clearly, it was popular enough to be number one for the year. I know you're like racking your brain. What was the number? What song? I'm sure I heard it. I'm sure they played it on the radio all the time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In 79, I would have been listening a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure it was played a lot. This could have been one of those ones where, like, they never said the people's name. You're like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, I used to get that a lot.
So, you ready to hear it?
I am.
I'm not going to tell you the name.
Okay.
Motor on.
I could see song the first song we started with was really the last song on the side, and maybe the third song. I could go, that could be the knack.
But it's
like, why? The first song you played, I really like that song.
The last song? The first song that I played, which would be the last song on this, Frustrated?
Yeah, Frustrated.
Okay.
I really like that song a lot. I mean, just the way it was constructed, you know, the sounds and the lyrics, the way they put that together, I really liked. In fact, I'd be willing to say that I like that song a bit more than I like Sharona.
The Siamese Monkey?
The Siamese Monkey one, I like that
the
one.
Siamese Twins, Siamese Monkey Twins, and Me.
Monkey and Me, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
And I'm like, really? I wish I had been exposed to that their music in that vein as well.
So I watched
instead of this just being
was played.
Yeah, that's all they played. It was like, well, I feel gypped.
So when it came. I'm watching you, and you're like, no, this?
Yeah.
The Knack. My Sharona. I'm like, I told you would know what it was. I wasn't sure if you would know The Knack.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the album, Get the Knack.
Get the Knack, yeah.
You know, whatever. This is a...
Standard album.
Standard. It's got the...
Inside sleeve.
Just black with the little The Knack.
Okay.
Yeah. I liked it.
I like this album. Or I like this side of this album, for
yeah,
sure.
So then on the first side, it's Let Me Out, Your Number, Your Name, Otera, She's So Selfish, Maybe Tonight, Good Girls Don't. Yeah, I mean, that song, clearly you've heard it.
I think everybody's heard that song.
And I didn't know, I guess at the time, I didn't realize, but... I like that bass. Dun-dun-dun-dun. But it's not just, I like a driving bass line, but I didn't know that's what I liked. I just, this sounds good. I like this.
Yeah. So, it's really...
so and it's catchy. It's very catchy. And it's got some funny lyrics.
Yeah.
Running up his thigh, Sharona.
Well, like I say, you know, that with the one Frustrated. Great song.
So
I really like that.
Had I played it in the proper order, you would have...
I might have been let down.
You might have been. I knew you would have known My Sharona, and you would know who it was immediately, but I liked the other way where I didn't think you would be able to guess who it was.
Not from the first five songs.
Yeah, and so...
I'm pleasantly surprised that I didn't know.
Didn't know what?
I didn't know who it was from those first songs.
I'm not.
Well, I like the fact that, you know, I didn't...
Listening to it, I wouldn't have known who it was. I had the album, and you could have played it. I would have not. I'd go, no, I would have.
If you left that one song off, you'd have just been like.
All the guesses I had, I would guess those people, but I'd be telling you, I don't think it's him because I know they don't. He doesn't sound like this, or I know it's.
Yeah.
Because they don't construct. Like, the Ramones don't quite construct their songs like this, even though they sort of do.
The only similarities between them would be length of tongue.
Yeah, the Ramones have a lot of shorts, 230.
Cars the same way.
In and Out.
The Romantics, all this kind of that. Really.
So I would have guessed all those groups, and you would say, nope. And that's me listening, trying to, you know, it sounds like this. I could see it being this. But once I heard the, like you, the first... 5 seconds. I don't even know if it was five seconds.
It was like two measures, maybe.
Yeah, I knew you knew who it was. But, yeah. And it's a good... I like that song a lot.
Oh, yeah. You see why I got the radio play.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was
catchy.
It was catchy and it had a great driving beat. Uh-huh. You know, you could move to it. So
this is Get the Knack.
Get the Knack.
By The Knack.
The Knack.
Yeah. Yeah, I got this. I was looking. If you see right here, that's the record club number.
Record club number. Okay.
And I believe I bought it, and it came, and it had a piece of molten plastic, like, in the middle of the thing, so it would just, like, and I sent it back, said, hey, or maybe then I bought another copy and then I sent it back, said, hey, it's faulty. And so then, and I don't want a refund. I don't want the record. I just want a refund. So anyway, yeah,
nice.
Yeah. I liked that album.
That was a good bring. That was a real good bring.
I especially liked that you didn't know who it was and you really did know who it was at the end.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't have to give you any clues. You just,
yeah, that
was fun. That's fun. That was good. Yeah, that made me happy.
I'm glad it did.
No, seriously, it paid off that it got played that way, and it was a payoff because you knew it.
And the fact that you decided to play it in that order.
And I did it just because I let you hear the other stuff, and I think, as you said, it would be a letdown because you'd be biased towards some of the stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of going, letting each song sit on its own, and then letting, you know, when you get to the final song, that's the first song, going, oh, wow, all this other stuff's on here.
And it's good stuff.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
And it's complimented by this last song I'm listening to.
Yeah. It's all right
stuff.
Which
I really think I would have been disappointed if I'd heard that song first and then the rest of the album.
Yeah, you probably would have been. I think I agree.
I mean, I would. I'm not saying that you know, that song Frustrated or Siamese Twins.
That you wouldn't have liked them, but...
Correct. But it would have been... It wouldn't have been...
As impactful.
Yeah. Those songs, although great songs, wouldn't have had the punch.
Yeah, but hearing them before that...
Right.
I got the same effect listening to it now. Because cool. When I recorded I just did it, recorded it, and...
Just reverse the order.
And then when I broke it up, I go... Oh, you know what? I want to play that song last, so I just
that was a good call.
Did it and then said, oh, I could do it just call. Like this. And it's so, like I said, I didn't know what I was going to play.
I'm glad you chose that.
Yeah, it was between this and another album. Okay. And the other album I really like as well.
All right.
It's that one, there's only, it's a double album, and so there's only one side of it, but... This one, I just thought, oh, you know what? This was for me a revolutionary album, and that it made me. I started to buy more albums at this time.
Got it.
Because I was being exposed to more music.
Right.
And I like that. I mean, I like that sound.
And when you start getting into music, the things that jump out at you, and you start looking for that. That kind of stuff. So, you know, I mean, you hear something like that. Oh, I want what sounds like that? Who else sounds right. like that? Can I find somebody like that? You know, I'm looking for, yeah.
So yeah. Anyway,
very excellent.
Thank you.
Very excellent.
Yeah,
weird rhetoric.
So many shows.
Very excellent.
So many shows that we do. Not so many, but shows we do, and you don't like what I bring, and you make me sad. You didn't make me sad. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome, King Gao.
Do you have anything else?
I do not, sir.
Say goodnight, Blob.
That was a great album. Goodnight, Blob.
Bye.
Later.